You are listening to Expanding Horizons, the meeting grounds for spirituality and society, religion and culture.
Now, I would like us to share something from, of course, one of our most trusted sources of wisdom, Wikipedia. So, Richard, please share with us this important piece of knowledge, an excerpt from the page on the Force.
Sandy's left me high and dry with only this to read off. I didn't get a printed copy, so I have to read off Facebook. The Force is a metaphysical and ubiquitous power in the Star Wars fictional universe. It is wielded by characters in the franchise's films and in many of the spin-off books, games, and comics. The Force has been compared to aspects of several world religions, and the iconic phrase, "May the Force be with you," has become a popular culture vernacular. It's also become a running joke every May, I think, as it turns into a pun. Astrophysicist Gene Kavalos says in The Science of Star Wars that the Force raises questions that scientists have long asked. She points out that the ancient Greeks explored the idea of a fifth element that permeated and connected everything in the universe. And Isaac Newton proposed that the human brain might be able to trigger waves in the ether, giving humans psychic powers. Kabbalah's sources are mostly sceptical about a real-world explanation for the Force, but they explore ideas in areas such as quantum physics, parapsychology, and the notion of a science so advanced that it appears magical. Explaining the Force is particularly difficult, Kabbalah says, because it does so many different things. Several scientists have said it is best not to try and explain how the Force works.
Well, I guess that's that then. You know, no need for me to say anything. But to be honest, that Wikipedia page is pretty much all I know about Star Wars. So that's not really what I'm talking about today. False lure, I know, so diehard Star Wars fans, feel free to leave now. I'm sorry. What I do want to explore, though, is the questions that weird things like that cause us to ask. How I go about asking questions of the world around me and what I've kind of found along the way. So from my understanding, the Force is kind of like a special power that different people could wield, particularly Darth Vader, who used it as kind of like a murderous tool with the power of his mind. But I feel like a lot of us, in a less sinister way, have this idea that we can somehow influence things outside our own being. So tell me you've never, even as a kid, like looked at a cup and just like willed it to move and see what would happen. And then maybe the wind blows and he falls over and you're like, yes, I have the Force. Or flipping that around, have you thought maybe there's something outside of us and or within us that influences us in a way that we don't quite understand? So continuing on the sci-fi track, I'd like to introduce you to someone I met during a bout of flu about a year or two ago, whilst extremely bored at home in my pyjamas. This is Barry Allen, or The Flash. And Barry is a superhero crime fighter and the fastest man alive, with the power to move at superhuman speeds. So he becomes this way, of course, because a particle accelerator malfunctions and explodes during a lightning storm, and after a 9-month coma, Barry wakes up and discovers he has the Speed Force. Just your average superhero story. Facing more and more powerful enemies, he tries to understand the Speed Force, how it works, how he can improve it. But even his team of incredibly smart young scientists can't quite understand it, or pin it down, or replicate it. To me, this seems like quite a lot of people and organisations I know trying to figure out how things work, how the world works, how our ideas work, and how can we try and understand these things? Will we? Must we make sense of the world around us? When I was little, I watched Jim Henson's puppets on TV. Toy Story, shows like The Wonderful Johnson and Friends, where your toys come alive when you leave the room and had entire lives of their own. And I was just so enthralled by this idea that this could actually be real. I would sometimes like wait outside my door and then run really quickly back into my room to see if I could catch them, find out what they were doing whilst I was out. Then I went to school and I learnt to read. My mum gave me the obligatory book about sex, complete with corny, ambiguous cartoon illustrations. So intrigued by how the body works and, you know, how the different parts. I read more and more and discovered the existence of the brain and the central nervous system. Pretty cool, right? No. Woe was me. How could my toys possibly come alive in my absence without these vital organs? Barbie had no brain. Teddy had no spinal cord. I checked. And for a moment it seemed like that was it. And then my nana took me to see Fairy Tale, a true story, and I remembered the fairies. So magic could exist, right? Maybe not, but it was such a cool idea and surely it was at least possible. And if magic existed, then it could make things happen like toys come alive despite their lack of vital organs. And who was I to say something wasn't real just because I didn't know how it worked? Debating the existence of an unknown life force is kind of tiring when you're seven. So as I've gotten older, I've received many choice kernels of wisdom. It's me at the kernels. From my friends. One, in her beautiful, mild South African accent, told me the other day that the universe answers your questions. And if you're not getting the answers, maybe you're not asking the right questions. Now, in my family, the universe is normally referred to in the lead up to someone's birthday. So if you put a present request out to the universe, then the network of family members will pick up the suggestion and pass it on to whoever's looking for an idea and hasn't got your present yet. But I'm not sure that that's what she was referring to. I think she meant more what powers us. Louise Hay, I've been reading, says in her very optimistically titled book, You Can Heal Your Life. The universe totally supports us in every thought we choose to think and believe. Put it another way, our subconscious mind accepts whatever we choose to believe. They both mean what I believe about myself and my life becomes true for me. Whatever you choose to think about yourself and about life becomes true for you. The universal power never judges or criticizes us. It only accepts us at our own value. So how do we connect with that power or energy or whatever you want to call it that's sustaining and that gives us life? For me, the things that give me energy and life are my relationships, my husband, with my friends and with my family, community. So one of the major things being these weekly get-togethers we have here. I know I often come late, sometimes not at all, but goodness, I feel better the weeks that I do come. I meet with friends to discuss creativity, ideas, life at an open Sunday night gathering called Columba Nights. And I have a women's circle of strong, intelligent and caring women that I spend time with each fortnight. And there's something else that I really want to share with you. When I went to Kenya, I stayed for a little while with a friend that I'd made here in Australia, and her father was a preacher. So, of course, staying with them, had to go and visit their church. Outside this door here stood guard, a stoic, strong Maasai man, essentially the church bodyguard in case of trouble or attempted theft. And in this enormous shed was this intense expression of passionately Christian Kenya. He yelled at the congregation who sat in their like spaced out seats and yelled back, yes, praise, bah. And to be honest, I found the yelling all a little bit much and the preaching a little bit in my face. But there was one thing that I found that made me feel connected. So I'd like you to be able to share that. So go with me for a minute here, even if it seems a little bit silly or weird. So I'd like everyone to please stand as they're able. Take a breath. Close your eyes. And dance. And now you're like, who are these crazy people? So in this church, they had not only the seats in rows spaced out apart, but also space next to your chair so you could get up and dance. The whole place was just set up for people to do that, for people to enjoy themselves, to express themselves. I realise it's not something that everyone's used to. So fantastic for joining in. And if you didn't feel comfortable joining in this time, that's also okay. Hopefully you enjoyed the feeling that was happening around you. Just catch my breath. So after leaving Kenya, I arrived on this little island of Zanzibar, both worn out and kind of fascinated by this idea of belief. I met an American Peace Corps volunteer on holiday who I sat on the beach with and kind of discussed the whole idea. Did he believe in a god? No, didn't make sense, he said. Did I? I don't know. No, I don't think there's a benevolent identity who has a prescribed plan and used ancient people to transcribe it. But I guess I kind of believe in something, I guess. Everyone kind of does, don't they? I mean, we all believe things exist that we can't see or totally understand. What do you mean, he said. Well, some people believe in a god or gods. Some believe in a higher state of being, like Stevie Wonder. Some people believe in a life force or just feelings of love or connectedness they get from somewhere. Some people, most people, believe that atoms exist, and between the protons in the middle and the electrons that kind of whiz around them, there's some kind of charge that holds the whole thing together and stops everything from blowing up. So I think I at least believe in that, don't you? He said, and we went back to looking at the ocean. So some people believe in a god, some people don't. Some people believe in a myriad of other things, and some people don't really care. Does it matter? I don't really think so. But in the true spirit of Unitarianism, you can think whatever the hell you want. A friend of mine says, I don't care what you believe, I only care how your belief functions. He's going, that's my quote, yeah! So I guess the key question is for me, how can what I believe drive me to be my best self? And how can I create the most good I can in my lifetime? And here, on your own spiritual path, however you want to answer that question, we're here to support you. So, if you know me, you know I like to be a little corny sometimes. So just to ram it home, let's sing a song together. This is a song by Ben Lee. You might recognise it. If you don't, Kat and I will sing along the first verse and join in as you get the hang of it, particularly the bit about atoms. I know there's a lot of passionate scientists here. Please stand as you're able. Cool. So go out into the world in pieces. Don't be afraid when concepts that no longer serve you are blown apart. Find those pieces, use them to form new ideas that can support the weight of your immense life.
And that's our episode of Expanding Horizons for the week. The introduction is a piece named Elements by the artist CDK. The piece is licensed under Creative Commons. This is White Rabbit, out.